The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jonathan Thompson. In the headlines, economists urges government to urgently solve the power crisis to improve living condition of Ghanaians. Ghana Evangelical Society calls on the opposition to help government solve the energy crisis. Plans underway to construct bridge over River Cecil in Upper East to link farming communities to marketing centers. 40 police officers injured in protests against gas exploration in Algeria, and 19 out of 220 members of Assyrian Christian community kidnapped by Islamic State in Syria freed. The news in detail. An economist with the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osei-Asibe, says the energy sector is the backbone of the Ghanaian economy. Therefore, government should adopt an urgent approach in solving the power crisis. According to him, the energy crisis being experienced is the most intense and longest in the history of Ghana, and government must execute programs that will solve the problem to improve the living conditions of the people. Dr. Osei-Asibe was speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed President Mahama's State of the Nation address delivered to Parliament last Thursday.
Although the president did well in terms of giving us hope as far as the energy situation is concerned, all of us should admit that as a country we have failed to plan, you know, planning into both the short-term and the long-term needs of our energy. The energy situation is a catalytic factor in terms of our development, in terms of our growth. And therefore, it is something that we shouldn't joke with. We are now grappling with whether we are managing the energy situation or we are fixing it. For me, it is neither here nor there. What Ghanaians want is having their power restored. And whether you are fixing it in the short term or long term, it all has an implication on the economy. Because if you are not able to address the short term problem, it will eat into your long term. Obviously, you may not even get the money to plan for the long-term policies that you want to do. So I was actually expecting that the president will be clear in terms of timeline, largely because it is important for business people to know those timelines in order to help them with the planning. And therefore, when the president was going to speak about the energy, everybody was attentive to know when exactly, at least the short-term disruptions.
Yourself, when you were speaking earlier, you mentioned that when you listened to the president for the 2014, you gave some timelines, and unfortunately we're still having the same problem. So you expect him to do the same?
For president, you should be able to know how you're going to execute programs, program execution and implementation. On the issue of energy, it lacks some urgency because this situation is very urgent. Now, whatever macroeconomic situation that we expect, everything hinges on our ability to resolve this energy crisis.
More urgent approach, like what?
Because what the president said, that you have signed, you know, agreements. I mean, how long has this been started? About 3 years now. And some of us have had the occasion of telling the president or saying that we need to have backup because we can no longer continue to rely on the hydro. You know, we can no longer continue to rely on the thermal, particularly looking at the cost of producing this thermal and also appreciating the problem of the trouble. We knew all this.
That was an economist with the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osei-Asibe. MP for Obuasi East, Kweku Kwarteng, says State of the Nation addresses have become an exercise to praise government. This, according to him, does not augur well for the country.
The State of the Nation address is supposed to give the conditions of the state, first and foremost, like you're giving an account of what you have been achieved, where you're coming from, where we are now, and where we are going. Most of the issues that the president presented were more forward-looking, but the speech failed to tell Ghanaians what exactly was the state of the Ghanaian economy.
The problems are quite basic and fundamental. Fuel to power our generators, and then two, ECG. These are the two most important problems of the energy sector and are responsible for why we're in darkness, apart from the lack of funds to do the things we need to do to give us light. Increasingly, we are thinking about gas. So you want to know, when you say the state of the nation, what are our own expectations of our gas consumption for the provision of electricity? It wasn't very clear in the president's statement, and that begins to suggest that unless we are clear about the exact quantities of gas we are going to need going forward, then it becomes hard to see whether the strategies outlined would really respond to those needs. The president spoke about the time field and said in 2016 the time field would produce the gas we are expecting. He put it 2016, but many experts put it 2017. It should have been ready.
The president says 2016.
2016, yes. Originally, we were told that it was going to be ready 2015, so we can always go wrong. The point I'm making is that if you look at the Jinyame field, which the president said some 3 weeks ago, I signed it. So when would that be ready? Now, you put these two together, they are the immediate sources of gas we appear to be looking at. The other problem, apart from fuel, is also ECG. ECG is the off-taker. ECG is the government agent that buys power from whoever is producing it, sells the power to consumers, collects the money to pay the investors. ECG is indebted to all the existing IPPs. They produce the power, they give it to ECG. ECG on-sells the power. Where's the money? There's so much indebtedness, and we have the waste and all the difficulties ECG is having. So ECG's books are not very pleasant. Their balance sheet doesn't look good. So what is happening? The IPPs who signed the earlier contracts, for instance, those who signed the Sonon Assembly, the first phase completed somewhere 2007, 2008. The second phase should have started and completed long ago. Why are they not going in? ECG is owing them.
Gregor Kwating is the MP for Obuasi East. For his part, the Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, says the President was clear on the strategies to be employed to manage the crisis in the short and long terms. He said 1,000 megawatts of power will be available by April to tackle the challenges and solve it once and for all by the end of the year.
Have we had challenges in this economy? Yes, we have. The President admitted that. That's why the President convened the Senchi Forum, if you remember. Yeah. I mean, we had serious issues with our currency, inflation. I mean, we had serious issues. But will you say that this is an economy recovery? I am not an economist, but from all the economic papers I've read, all the projections, even by the rating agencies, the Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Finch and what have you, when they all come to assess our economy, they say that our midterm prospects are bright, and that once we put in the right controls, the control measures, and we cut down expenditure, and we are able to rein in even our payroll management, we would be back on track. And you see that we are beginning to show positive signs. Our currency stabilized. If you look at services sector, the agriculture sector, you see a lot of positive growth. Of course, we've had challenges with the manufacturing sector. The president highlighted that and talked about how he hopes that the various interventions put in place, for example, the 51 million Ghana Cedi support he gave to the pharmaceuticals, he hopes that all of that will help.
Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa. The Ghana Evangelical Society says that the energy crisis the country is facing needs a collective effort to solve. Speaking at a news conference in Accra, the leader of the society, Reverend Enoch Agbuzu, who said this, called on the opposition to devise means to solve the crisis rather than blame government for it.
Ghanaians are frustrated and there's hopelessness as to what is the future. This new state of frustration and hopelessness is best represented by the current energy crisis. Do so. As the nation cries out in pain and frustration, the government, the political party, and politicians are only playing games as usual. When they can say that, and therefore people are losing their jobs, companies are failing, and they can say it in what? Not in balance. Politicians, instead of coming together to find solutions, they are bringing, becomes like a moment of proving that we are better than you. Why don't we come together as a nation and find out how we can solve our country's problems? Instead of coming together to form the united effort to resolve the issue that is confronting the Polish, our politicians are now trying to, the best thing to do is to find how they can win politics and win votes. Meanwhile,
you just had the leader of the Ghana Evangelical Society, Enoch Agbuzu. Preparations are underway to construct a bridge over River Sicily in the Upper East region, which has been on the drawing board for years after several failed attempts by previous governments and concerned individuals to build the bridge. The Bursa South District of the Upper East Region has partnered its sister districts in Wa West and Sisala East in the Upper West Region to marshal the needed resources to ensure the construction of a temporary drift bridge linking a number of farming communities in the three areas. At a stakeholder consultative forum held at Doninga, members of the beneficiary farming communities were tasked to show commitment to the project by contributing both cash and physical items to ensure its smooth execution. The DCE for Bursa South, Mrs. Elizabeth Afwik, who made the appeal, charged the people to take ownership of the project by contributing to its successful completion. The Bonafu Regional Manager of Cocoa Health and Extension Division of the Ghana Cocoa Board, Francis Nchiejie, has stressed the need for cocoa farmers to retain trees on their farms to provide shade for young cocoa plants. He urged them not to cut down all trees but follow the appropriate method by ensuring that for every acre of cocoa farm, there are at least 8 trees left upright to provide shade in it. Mr. J gave the advice during an address at a regional farmers education and sensitization rally organized by the regional cocoa health and extension division at Nkrankwanta in the Doma West district of the Bonafu region. The rally was aimed at sensitizing them to issues relating to their farms and the need to take advantage of incentives like the cocoa mass spraying and free fertilizer distribution being provided by government to improve their farming activities for increased yield. Mr. J stressed the need for the farmers to provide temporary shade by cultivating plantains to give shade to young cocoa trees while planting trees like ofram to offer permanent shades. The University of Education Winneba is to open a 5th campus at Techiman in the Bonafu region to be called College of Distance Education and Extension Services. The 4 other campuses are in Winneba, Ejimakor, Ashanti Mampong, and Kumasi. The Vice Chancellor of UEW, Professor Akwesi Asabremeyao, made this known at the matriculation of 8,034 students to undertake undergraduate diploma and post-diploma courses by distance education for the southern sector in Winneba. He said UEW has increased its study centers from 4 in 1996 to 32 and offers opportunity for students to pursue higher education, adding that 4 new centers have been opened at Tema, Ho, Sunyai, and Krobo. Professor Asabri Ameyao said provisions have been made for crèches and daycare centers to cater for the children of nursing mothers who will attend tutorials at the centers. He said 74 international students from Gabon have registered for a 2-year diploma course in English education through adult learning. The registrar of the university, Dr. C. Y. Akwamensa, administered the matriculation oath to the students. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Economists urges government to urgently solve the power crisis to improve the living condition of Ghanaians. Ghana Evangelical Society calls on the opposition to help government solve the energy crisis. Plans underway to construct bridge over River Sicily in Upper East to link farming communities to marketing centers. 40 police officers injured in protests against gas exploration in Algeria, and 19 out of 220 members of Assyrian Christian community kidnapped by Islamic State in Syria freed. We'll be back. Welcome back. Government will this year distribute 10,000 bunk beds and same number of mattresses to selected second cycle schools in the Bonafu region. The Manapa Regional Minister, Eric Opoku, who announced this, added that 5,000 dual desks, as well as the same quantity of mono desks, will be supplied to some basic schools across the Manapa region. Mr. Opoku announced the package at the 5th anniversary and first speech and prize-giving day of the Sankore Senior High School at Sankore in the Akunafo South District. Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo has more.
Sankore Senior High School, SAHIS, was established in October 2009 through the instrumentality of Mr. Eric Opoku, who was then the Deputy Bunahapu Regional Minister, with the support of Sankore Traditional Council, headed by Nana Okuji Adeya Oduse of blessed memory. Mr. Opoku challenged students to utilize the opportunity offered them to add value to themselves, to become useful citizens in future, to contribute to the development of the nation. He indicated that the only way students can actualize the process of value addition is to sacrifice to develop and widen their intellectual and analytical ability. The regional minister and teacher educators to be worthy role models and ensure that students do not only learn how to read and write, but also learn about values and the need to treat others with respect and dignity. Mr. Opoku paid a glowing tribute to the 7-member committee as well as individuals that worked towards the eventual establishment of SAHIS. The headmaster of the school, Raymond Akwesi Ajima, observed that though SAHIS is only 5 years old, its academic output has, in his words, witnessed a tremendous improvement. He said the first batch of students presented for the West African Senior School Certificate Examination, WASI, in 2013 scored 100%, while the second batch of candidates who sat for the exam in 2014 also had 100%, with the best student scoring aggregate 12. Mr. Ajima mentioned land litigation and lack of residential accommodation for staff as some of the challenges of the school. The Omahi of Sankore, Nanyang Apiakubi, pledged that the land litigation problem facing the school will be resolved by the Sankore Traditional Council, and asked that the school should be converted into a boarding facility. Emmanuel Mensah-Bludo, Radio Ghana, Binyani.
The Ministry of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts has described as misleading and inaccurate allegations that the Du Bois Center is to be sold because it is cash-strapped. According to the ministry, there are no plans by government or any government official to sell off the land to any private estate developer. A statement issued in Accra and signed by the public relations officer of the ministry on behalf of the minister, Mrs. Elizabeth Ofosu-Jerry, said government is rather partnering key stakeholders to acquire sponsorship for the renovation of the center. The statement was in a reaction to publications in the media which accused government of deliberately starving the center of necessary funds for its operations in order to collapse it so that it can be sold out to functionaries of the government and private developers. But the ministry said the site is a legacy of the people of Ghana that cannot and would not be sold to any individual or corporate body, because the body of Du Bois is interred at the center, as well as the building and relics he used when he was in the country. It explained that the center is the first Pan-African cultural center in the whole of West Africa dedicated to promoting the continued pursuit of self-definition for all the people through research, public education, the arts, and constructive dialogue in the tradition of Du Bois himself. We will be right back. This is Radio Ghana News at 6.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Now let's turn our attention to foreign news. Nigerian police say a mob beat a woman to death in the northeastern Nigerian city of Bauchi in the belief that she was a suicide bomber. According to witnesses, the woman, said to be a teenager, was attacked when she refused to be screened at the entrance to a market. The mob put a tire sprinkled with petrol over the woman's head and set it on fire after she was beaten. However, no explosives were found on her. 40 police officers have been injured in clashes with demonstrators opposed to shale gas exploration in the Algerian Sahara. The country's interior ministry, in a statement, said protesters set fire to the headquarters of the Insala district and the residence of the district chief, as well as part of a police dormitory and truck. The statement added that the security forces managed to take control of the situation to bring calm to the city. 19 of an estimated 220 members of an Assyrian Christian community kidnapped by Islamic State IS in northeastern Syria have been released. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said an Assyrian commander had told it of the release, but some reports say the release was made in exchange for an undisclosed sum of money. Assyrian Christian officials say the 16 men and 3 women who were released arrived safely yesterday at the Church of the Virgin Mary in the city of Hasake. The kidnappings took place shortly before dawn on the 23rd of last month when IS militants swept into about 12 villages. Assyrian leaders and Sunni tribal sheikhs are trying to negotiate with IS to secure the release of the remaining captives. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived in the U.S. to argue against a possible nuclear deal with Iran. Mr. Netanyahu says the deal would be inadequate to prevent Tehran from acquiring a nuclear bomb. He is due to give a speech in Congress tomorrow, which was not agreed in advance with the Obama administration, angering the White House. The speech comes 2 weeks before Israeli elections, with his Likud party under pressure in domestic polls. The U.S. and other powers are negotiating with Iran on its nuclear program. They want a framework agreement by the end of the month, which addresses concerns that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons technology, something Tehran denies. Mr. Netanyahu has described his trip as a fateful and even historic mission. Now to end the news, the main points again. An economist, Dr. Eric Osei-Asibe, has urged government to urgently fix the power crisis to improve the living conditions of Ghanaians. Dr. Asibe stated this on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. The leader of the Ghana Evangelical Society, Reverend Enoch Agbozu, has called on the opposition to help government solve the energy crisis. He said the situation needs a collective effort by all to bring the crisis to an end. 40 police officers have been injured in protests against gas exploration in Algeria. The country's interior ministry said in a statement that protesters set fire to the headquarters of the Insala district and the residence of the district chief, as well as part of a police dormitory and truck. And 19 out of 220 members of a Syrian Christian community kidnapped by Islamic State in Syria have been freed. Assyrian Christian officials say the 16 men and 3 women who were released arrived safely yesterday at the Church of the Virgin Mary in the city of Hasake. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.